Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. I am so excited to collectively be joining each and every one of you all every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Whew, y'all, this isn't just good morning. This is also Happy December. Happy December. Happy December. We are officially in the last month of the year of 2025. But can I pour into you, especially to the person saying it's too late for me? The person that's saying too late for me to work towards that career goal, to work towards that business goal and or personal goal, I just gotta let you know, if you don't know already, that it's not too late. It is not too late. It is not too late to work towards them. The time is now. The time is now. And I'm getting into my message a little bit because the Lord shared in my spirit that it's go time. It is go time. So that is exactly what we're going to be getting into this morning. I need somebody to drop in the chat wherever you are that it is go time. It is go time. It is go time. G-O-T-I-M-E. It is go time. So you don't have to wait, my friends, until 2026. You do not have to wait till 2026 to put the work in or ask God to stir up and activate those gifts that may be laying dormant. That may be laying dormant or haven't been used in some time. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but there may be some gifts that you got to reach deep in your back pocket to grab or to tap on and be like, oh yes, I remember when the Lord dropped this in my spirit. I remember when I used to do those things that the Lord said, okay, this is something, yes, you can do, but this is not the season for it to blossom in. So I encourage you all during your quiet time to ask God, what is it in this season? What are the gifts that you need me to activate or that needs to be activated in order to pursue what you have called me to do, in order to pursue that career goal, in order to pursue that business goal, in order to pursue that personal goal? What is it that I need to be activating, Lord, in this season? Come on, can you just say with me again, the time is go time. It's go time. It's go time. I see y'all in the chat. Y'all are saying go time, go time. Yes, because it is. So it's go time to start planning, to start strategizing and asking God for clarity on what you should prioritize from a career perspective, a business perspective, or even a personal perspective. And I just got to give you some word with this, right? So Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, we talk about this verse all the time. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It doesn't say seek ye first the family. It doesn't say seek ye first the manager. It doesn't say seek ye first yourself, but it says seek ye first the kingdom of God, or God's kingdom, our Heavenly Father's kingdom. It says seek ye first. So bottom line, the time is now. The time is now to seek God first on everything, career related, business related, personal, professional related, all those things. And the time is the go, we in the go time. This is the go season, okay? This is the go season. I think a few prayer calls ago, I talked about momentum. So I just declare and decree that God will give you the momentum and help you sustain the momentum to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep pressing forward in the areas that He has designed for you to press forward in, okay? In those specific areas, all right? Whew, y'all. So let's really get into it. So this weekend, I was able to do something I hadn't done in a while, which is watch TV unapologetically. Watch TV unapologetically. And so that means it's the feeling of I don't have to do any work right now. I can just literally sit down and watch TV and it's okay. So I allow myself to do just a little bit of that and all those things. And I don't know about you, but watching TV for me is very therapeutic, especially depending on what it is. Not full of like the gossip shows or any of those things, and no judgment to anybody who watches those, but that's just not for me. But I love to watch like mystery shows or thought-provoking television and all those things, right? And so this past weekend, I had the pleasure of watching this movie on Apple TV called Family Plan 2. I watched, we went to the movies to go see Wicked for Good, and I also saw two episodes of a show that I like to indulge in called Reasonable Doubt. And what my friends, like I said last prayer call, you can see God in everything if you have your spiritual spectacles on. I'm going to say that again. You can see God in everything, especially if you have your spiritual spectacles on. And my friends, I'm always having my spiritual spectacles on. I'm always seeing God in the things that I'm watching and everything that I'm doing and what people are saying. I'm always going to see God because that is what I choose to see. Come on, it's a choice. Let's just be clear. It's a choice, right? It's a choice. Excuse me, y'all. All right. So, but the common theme in all of those things that I was watching over the weekend is forgiveness. Forgiveness. And I was just like, God, okay, it was so glaringly clear that forgiveness was the topic that He wanted me to focus on this morning for the prayer call. And so I know we all know what forgiveness is, right? But of course I have to break it down for you because I can't take it for granted that you understand what forgiveness is. So my friends, forgiveness is the conscious decision to release resentment and anger towards someone who has wronged you, who has done wrong to you, and it can lead to significant benefits for your mental and physical health. It is a personal, internal process that does not require you to forget, excuse, or reconcile with the offender. Forgiveness can be thought of as a way to free yourself from the negative emotions associated with past hurts, allowing you to move forward in a healthier way. Can somebody just say forgiveness? Forgiveness. And look, this is a simple prayer for your career. And this is a plug. If you have not been following my YouTube channel, I have a series entitled Simple Prayers for Your Career. And here we're about to insert a simple prayer. God, allow me to forgive those who have trespassed against me throughout my career journey. Real simple. God, allow me to forgive those who have trespassed against me within my career journey. And I know some of y'all are like, ooh, there's so many people to forgive. Let's just be real. It's so many people to forgive. It's so many things that people have said to us. It's so many things that so many people have done to us throughout our career journey. And we're like, ooh, I don't even know if I got the strength to forgive them. I don't even know if I have the words to forgive them. I don't even know if I have the capacity to forgive. But my friends, I want to encourage you to forgive, right? Just like my definition said, it says forgiveness can be thought of as a way to free yourself, not to free them, but to free yourself, okay, from the negative emotions associated with past hurts. So past hurt in this sense, my friends, because we're on the Career Prosperity Prayer Call, past hurt can refer to the job loss, ooh, or the layoff, or ooh, you guess what? You ain't get the job. That's a hurt. That's a past hurt. Because when you go up for an interview, when you get called in for an interview, there's an expectation that, yes, I want the job. There's an expectation that, ooh, I want the opportunity to say yes or no to the offer. But if you don't even have the opportunity to receive the offer, that's a past hurt that we must confront. That's a past hurt that we don't even deal with sometimes, right? And so I just want to encourage you all, before we even get to 2026, let's forgive those or the companies, listen, the companies that have trespassed against us, because there are companies that have done us wrong. And I'll give you a little background story of mine, because guess what? I'm accountable. You hold me accountable for telling you my stories too. So there was a company way back in my life where I didn't get the job, y'all. I did not get the job. And I was just like, ooh, I could not even utter the company's name for quite some time. But I was like, God, work on my heart. Work on my heart with this, because I know I am going to run into the company or individuals that work within the company and have to work with them in some capacity. And I don't want no ill feelings towards the company. I want to be as professional as possible, right? So the Lord had to work on my heart. And so I know it could be an example. This example I'm sharing with you, rather, could be some of you all's story too. And I want to encourage you to forgive. Forgive the company. Look, for they know not what they done. And just like that, they know not what they have done, right? Because, listen, you were the prize that got away. Your gifts, your talents were the prize that they did not even want to even extend the offer to. Like, what? Why not, right? So, yeah, forgive them. Forgive them for what they have done. Forgive those around you in family. Forgive those within your circle. Forgive, 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 right? And so let's get into it. So listen, I know I said let's get into it, but I know some of you all are also wondering, are we still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series? Because Crystal, you didn't even say that in the beginning if we were or not. But my friends, we are still in the I Won't Keep Quiet series. Listen. So let me share with you all the stanzas that the Lord dropped in my spirit as it relates to everything that we just talked about this morning. So it says, I won't keep quiet. My God said it's go time. Run, jump, whatever, be there, drop of a dime, muzzle off my mouth, bless the Lord at all times. It's go time. God, give me the words to say as I forgive those who trespass me along the way. Remembering if you forgave me, surely I can forgive. I gotta say that part again. Remembering if you forgave me, meaning if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can forgive us, Surely we can forgive. Release resentment in my heart and mind. Transformative. It's go time. It's go time. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. So fear don't follow me. Fear is not my future. Surely goodness and mercy follow me. Woo! How many of y'all are just so glad that surely goodness and mercy, that goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life? All the days of your life. And I'm not just saying that, but it says that in the word. Again, everything that the Lord has dropped in my spirit is truly power-packed with the word intended for you to reference the word, right? Reference God's word, that is. And so Psalms 23:6 definitely says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And so I want to break this all the way down for you, but there are some other scripture references, as you may have heard, that were within those stanzas too. But I really want to break this one down for you. So goodness and mercy. When we talk about goodness and mercy, this refers to God's unfailing kindness and compassion, which are new each day, period. God's compassion for us is new each day. And that is such good news, my friends. Such good news. And where it says follow or pursue, meaning surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, the Hebrew word translated as follow is better understood as pursue. So think about it as God pursuing you. God is pursuing us, indicating God's relentless and active pursuit of his people, or in other words, us, because we are God's people, right? And so his blessings are constantly at work in our lives, not just passively following, but actively following. How? And that's a beautiful thing, that God actively follows us instead of passively. He ain't doing it like on a, like, I think I'm gonna follow my child. No, he's actively following us. He's actively directing our paths. He's actively doing a new thing within us. And that, my friends, is even better news, right? And so when it says all the days of my life, let's just sink into that, where it says all the days of my life. And no one knows how long we're here on God's great earth, but all the days of my life, this phrase emphasizes that God's care is present through all of our life's experiences. God's care, his presence, he cares. It emphasizes that he's there through all of our life's experience. So that means he's there through the job loss. He's there during the promotion seasons. He's there when we get the offers for the job. He's there when we go on those interviews. He's there when we have to go into a toxic work environment. He is there. He is there. But what did I say a few minutes ago? That you can see God in anything. If you just wear your spiritual spectacles. So when I say life experiences, yes, the good and the bad, from the green pastures to the valley of the shadow of death, God is there, period. God is there. And that just went into further Psalms 23. Reflect on it. Psalms 23, beautiful, beautiful psalm. But let's go in a little deeper where the stanza said, God didn't give us the spirit of fear. Whew, that's straight scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 states, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And for that, we just simply say thank you. Thank you, God, for not allowing us to dwell in a place of fear. And if you are currently in a place of fear, I just encourage you right now that you eradicate fear out of your life, that fear will not consume your thoughts in the Jesus' name. So we just bound up fear right now. But God has given you what? Power and love and a sound mind. Woo! Again, good news, good news. Because tell me where it's not good news. And so where the part where it says, release resentment in my heart and mind, transformative. That, my friends, is referring to a transformative mind. God renewing our mind. And that also relates to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, which states, do not conform to the patterns of this world. And I'm going to put a pin in that, because when we conform to the patterns of this world, the world will say, oh, you ain't got to forgive them. Oh, you can move on with your life without forgiving them. You'll be okay. But no, Romans 12:2 states, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Meaning his good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. For you. And so I always ask God, God, what is your perfect will for me? Right? And it's always a conversation starter between my Heavenly Father and I. And so I encourage you all to get that conversation started, right? And so also it says, as I forgive those who trespass me along the way. We just said our simple prayer, and this directly relates to Matthew 6:12, which we have referred to as the Lord's Prayer. And part of that says, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors, or our trespassers, or those who have trespassed against us. Okay. And last but not least, when I shared, muzzle off my mouth, bless the Lord at all times. Listen, I think we can all say this psalm together. Psalm 34. Verse 1 states, I will bless the Lord at all times, not just every other day, not just once a month, not just twice a year, but I will bless the Lord at all times, during the good, during the bad, the ups, downs, the round, around, side to side, all the times. We're going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And so when every time I say that his praise shall continuously be in my mouth, I just see a river of praise, a river of hallelujahs, a river of thank you, Lords, a river of thank you, Jesus, a river of God, I thank you. God, I praise your name. God, you're worthy. And so that is the type of praise that we want to continuously release off of our lips, release off into this earthly realm, and to combat the wickedness of this world. Okay? That is the type of praise that we want to release at the what? At the drop of a dime. At the drop of a dime. Meaning there's no hesitation here that I can release a praise. There's no hesitation, meaning nobody's going to hold me back from praising my Lord. Nobody's going to hold me back from saying, thank you, Lord. Okay? Nobody's going to hold me back, not even in the workplace, not even in, professional environments and all those things. If I feel led to release a praise, ooh, that's a challenge for some of y'all, right? For some of y'all, I want you to, like, if you feel led to release a praise, like, oh, thank you, Lord. Like, in the middle of the meeting, look, I know you like, Crystal, come on now. Like, no, for real, though. Like, if something happens in the meeting that, like, maybe y'all won the deal, or maybe something good happened on the job, and you're like, oh, yes, thank you, Lord. Go ahead and say it. Why not? Listen, you're King's kid. Okay, there is no hiding of the anointing on your life. So it's okay. This is natural. This is a natural instinct, my friends. A natural instinct. Why? Because we are kingdom citizens. And I can't say it any other way but that. Okay? All right, my friends. Let's get into this good word of prayer. I pray that whatever I went over this morning definitely penetrates your heart, and that you will definitely be able to reflect on those scriptures and see that, yes, forgiveness is necessary. Not just for that person, but it's really necessary for you. It's really necessary for you. Because like I said, if God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, forgave us, surely we can forgive. Surely we can forgive. All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. God, I thank you for their life. I thank you for their gifts, God. I thank you for their talents. I thank you for what you have called them to do in this earthly realm. Let them be reminded that they are a part of the bigger story. They are a part of the bigger story that you are creating in this world, Lord. They are a piece of the puzzle. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, remind them that they matter. Whatever you have called them to do, Lord, give them the holy boldness in their spirit, Lord, to do it unapologetically, meaning not to worry about the naysayers, not to worry about what may be in the bank, what resources and whatnot they may have, God, but to worry about just being obedient to you. Because you are what? Jehovah Jireh, and you are the supplier of every one of our needs. So if you called us to it, Lord, give us the mentality of, if you called us to it, there is nothing to it but to do it, in Jesus' name, period. And so, God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. As we enter into this last month of 2025, God, we ask that you give us downloads. We ask that you give us a new direction, or give us a sound mind, God. For that's what your word says. As we move forward to pursue what you have called us to do in our careers, our businesses, and in our life in general, Lord. God, we just pray for reconciliation between those that we need to be reconciled with, God. God, we thank you for giving us the words to say, Lord, in this season of forgiveness, Lord. God, we thank you for allowing us to be your kingdom representatives, Lord. Kingdom representatives unapologetically. Unapologetically, and let it be known that we roll with you, Lord. We serve somebody, not just within our companies that we work for. We don't just make those people idols, or the leadership idols. We don't just make certain things idols in our life. But God, we know that you are over everything. And that we must serve you and only you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your continuous blessings. We thank you for goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life. Yes, we thank you for blessings on top of blessings, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to run rapid in our lives, Lord. And God, continue to whisper in our ears exactly what directions we need to go in, Lord, and send us destiny helpers to hold us accountable for doing all that we have been called to do by you. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray, Amen and amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.